This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 2, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the low to mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 8:16 p.m. Yesterday, Governor Maura Healey announced that her proposed budget will include a workforce investment plan to pay for a community college for adults 25 years or older. Our website has a complete post with all of the details of the plan and yesterday's announcement at Bunker Hill Community College. The plan should increase enrollment at the state's community colleges. North Shore Community College President Bill Heineman was at yesterday's announcement and shares how he sees the program being implemented and impacting his school.
What we know is that this program is modeled roughly on some programs other states have already launched. Michigan, North Carolina, Tennessee are a few examples. And the early, early reaction to this type of program is usually quite a substantial increase in enrollment. It attracts a lot of folks. And, you know, what some folks find out is even if this program didn't exist, there actually was already a lot of financial support available for them. So in some ways, it's a way for people to rediscover what we're able to offer here. Certainly, if we have that kind of enrollment increase, we will be looking at, our own capacity, what we need to do to make sure we can meet the demand for that, increase in enrollment. But COVID took a bite out of our enrollment, and we haven't super downsized as a result of that. So I think we're in good shape to meet the needs of this program.
North Shore President Bill Heineman. It appears that the town of Marblehead is going to be facing a budget deficit. The Daily Item is reporting that newly hired town administrator Thatcher Keezer is reporting that the town historically has been relying on free cash, and that appears to be a growing problem now that the town is spending out of that account. In December, Keezer told us that his team was implementing a new budget software package to get a better handle and add transparency to the town's budgeting and planning process.
Software allows us to run scenarios, to be able to say, you know, if the cost of municipal government inflationary rate is such, you know, project out those costs. If we, when we go into the next round of contractual negotiations with the collective bargaining unions, what's the scenario if we do a 1%, 2%, 3%, you know, pay raise? What's the impact out, you know, pushing out over the years? The software allows us to run these scenarios and see what things will look like, you know, up to 10 years from now, based on these scenarios. So it allows us to do better planning, to have better that type of information to make decisions.
That's Marblehead Town Administrator Thatcher Keezer. The Salem News is reporting that a federal judge has denied a motion to dismiss a sex trafficking charge. A North Shore man, 54-year-old Michael Sebastian, allegedly exploited teenage boys in Laos by trading sexual acts for rent. The incidents happened when Sebastian was running a nonprofit in Southeast Asia. Sebastian has lived in Swampscott and Lynn. Earlier, he attended school in Marblehead. The Daily Item is reporting today that the town of Nahant is renewing its contract with the USDA Wildlife Services to eliminate coyotes. The town initially signed a contract with the USDA in December. This is Town Administrator Tony Barletta speaking at last night's selectmen's meeting.
Please understand that we are not attempting to eliminate coyotes from our community. Instead, it is our only safe and effective option to deal with coyotes that do not respond to the hazing techniques taught to us by wildlife experts. We are speaking of problem and habituated coyotes specifically. Not all coyotes.
Is that coyotes see small animals as a food source, and this includes cats and dogs. We all know this by now. So it's your responsibility as a pet owner to keep your pet safe. And this is a difficult message to deliver. If your pet is not on a short leash and is attacked, it's you that's putting your pet at risk. And I don't say this because I lack compassion for people and pets that have been killed. I'm saying this because I have compassion for and don't want to see pets get hurt in the future. Whether we like it or not, pet owners cannot let their guard down. If they want their pets to be safe, you have to keep your guard up.
That's Nahant Selectman John Antrim. More local teams to open up tournament action tonight. Bill Newell on sports with details.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat Cleveland last night 117-113 after two losses to the Cavs earlier this year. The Celts will host the Nets tomorrow night. The Bruins host the Sabres tonight. The Red Sox tied the Astros at 4 yesterday. Red Sox play host to the Phillies this afternoon at Fort Myers. High school tournament basketball, girls action. Bishop Fenwick will host Quabbin tonight in a D3 matchup. The Fenwick Crusaders are led by center Cecilia Kay.
Kind of a young team this year, but we've been really able to develop and just play our best basketball going forward. So our goal is just mainly to make a deep run in the playoffs, and that's what we're all looking forward to.
Of course, Kay is key to Fenwick's success in the state tournament, but Coach Adam DeBagis knows that the rest of the moving parts on the team will need to contribute as well.
We're definitely a team that people will game plan for Cecilia Kay, and so if we can get other people contributing, not even necessarily in points, but in potentially assists and rebounds and defensively steals, deflections, all that, then something real can happen. But, we need all those little pieces to be good.
Bishop Fenwick coach Adam DeBagis. In high school hockey, the 17-1-2 Essex Tech boys hockey team will host Northbridge tonight at 6:40. Tech coach Mark Leonard just can't wait for the puck to drop tonight.
I've said it all along this year. We have a very deep team from the goalie on up, and I think that's proven out with the numbers and with our record. So I'm just hoping that we can continue to play that way into the tournament and have some luck. You need some luck too, and we'll see what happens.
We do have a complete scoreboard up on our website with last night's tournament news. And, of course, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows are available now on the website. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.